So again, in this session, we're going back to the compassion wing of the practice. And so remember, so far we've been looking at that compassion wing of the practice in terms of these four immeasurables, these four qualities that we're trying to cultivate towards all living beings: loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, and equanimity. And we had a look at each of those practices over the past days. And then yesterday we went a step further. We started to have a look at how we build on those four immeasurables in what's called the Mahayana Buddhist traditions. The Mahayana Buddhist traditions talk about, of course, achieving enlightenment. And the reason, of course, is to help liberate everyone else from suffering. And so in that, those traditions, we therefore talk about this aspiration called bodhicitta. Maybe I'll put that on the board. So bodhicitta is a Sanskrit word. Bodhi is Sanskrit for enlightenment, and citta means mind. So bodhicitta is literally the mind of enlightenment. It's the mind which aspires to enlightenment to help liberate everyone else from suffering, from samsara. And we saw yesterday that there are a couple of ways of cultivating this aspiration. And the one that we looked at yesterday was called this equalizing and exchanging self with others. And in that technique, which remember we had five steps, we're really focusing on this idea of self-cherishing versus cherishing others. That we really need to overcome this self-cherishing, this selfish, self-centered state of mind, which sees my happiness is more important than the happiness of anyone else. And so in those, that process yesterday, we saw that the first step was to equalize ourselves with others, to put ourselves on the same level, a little bit like the idea of equanimity. And then the next two steps were to respectively reflecting on the disadvantages of self-cherishing and the advantages of cherishing others. And that's what we did the meditation on yesterday. And then the fourth step was called exchanging self with others. And that is that having reflected on the disadvantages of self-cherishing, the advantages of cherishing others, then in daily life, whenever we see a selfish motivation arising in our behaviour, to exchange that with an attitude of cherishing others as much as possible. And then the fifth step was a meditative practice to really help us to do this. A meditative practice to help exchange our selfish mind with a mind of cherishing others. And that fifth step, or that practice, remember in Tibetan, was called Tonglen. And that's literally, in English, it means giving and taking. And so this is a very powerful method for overcoming self-cherishing and to transform that into cherishing others. And that's the practice we're going to do today. And I'll explain it briefly now. Although actually we've sort of done this practice, the two parts of this practice, earlier, when we did the loving kindness practice and the compassion practice. These two together is really the Tonglen practice. But I'll explain it anyway, and then we'll do the practice. So in this Tonglen practice, what we do is we imagine, the taking part, is we imagine taking on the suffering of someone else. And we imagine giving our happiness away to someone else. Because this meditation of doing this is very powerful, because the last thing that the self-cherishing mind would want to do would be to take on any suffering from anybody. And the last thing the self-cherishing mind would want to do would be to give any happiness away to anybody. So by imagining doing this, it really crushes our self-cherishing mind and replaces that with the mind of cherishing others. Now, this also, like loving kindness and compassion, is cultivated in stages. In that first we do this practice with people close to us, then the so-called strangers, then start to extend it out to people we find difficult, and then eventually to all living beings. But as with loving kindness and compassion, I think in our modern society we need to add one more step at the very beginning, and that is to do this practice with respect to ourselves first. Because if we're not kind and compassionate towards ourselves, we're not going to be able to extend that out to others. So that's what we're going to be doing in the meditation, is we're going to go through a couple of those stages today, and then the rest of the stages we're going to do tomorrow. So we're going to sort of start with the sort of ourselves and someone close to us and move out from that today, and then move a bit further in tomorrow's practice. Now, how to do this practice? We'll use an example. We imagine someone, like for example, someone close to us who's currently got some sort of suffering, physical or mental suffering. Imagine them in front of us. Develop this aspiration for them to be wish them to be free of that suffering. So of course this is compassion, yeah? And then imagine that suffering they have in the form of black smoke filling their body. And then from our own side, remember we're visualizing the inner purity of our mind. So our mind, of course, now is full of mental afflictions, lots of anger and jealousy and craving and anxiety, depression and so forth. But these mental afflictions are not part of the nature of our mind. They're just like dirt covering the surface of our mind. And beneath this dirt is the natural or inner purity of our mind. Sometimes it's called Buddha nature, our potential to reach the highest goals imaginable. So what we do is we visualize this inner purity of our mind in the form of a small, white, radiant sphere of light in the center of our chest at the level of our heart. So we've already done that a few times in the loving kindness and compassion practice. And then we, using our in-breath, we imagine drawing that black smoke out of their body and bringing it into the sphere of light at our heart, dissolving it there. And so as we're beginning to learn this practice, we can do this a number of times, continuing to take more black smoke out of their body each time, dissolving it in the light of our heart. And then eventually we see that the black cloud is completely gone, and imagine now they're completely free of that suffering. So that's the first part, the taking their suffering with compassion. Then the second part is the wish for them to be happy, to have happiness and its causes. And so then we imagine on the out-breath, white light coming out from the sphere of light at our heart, sending out to them, and that this white light transforms into everything they need to be happy. So again, we can do that using a number of out-breaths. And so that is the giving. So that's giving with loving kindness, wishing them to be happy, giving them happiness. So we've done both those steps already individually in the loving kindness and compassion practices. Now we're going to put them together. And again, today we're going to start with ourselves first, then someone close to us, and then slowly move out from there. And so we're going to do two sessions with a little 2-minute break in the middle. Okay? So find a nice comfortable posture and we'll do the practice. So as an act of loving kindness for yourself, allow your awareness to descend into the body, becoming aware of sensations throughout the body, And using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. Allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed and completely at ease. With each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen, simply releasing them. Setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. Bringing the mind into the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Tonglen is the Tibetan word meaning giving and taking. It's a very powerful method to transform our ordinary self-cherishing attitude into the attitude of cherishing others. To transform our attachment and aversion into loving kindness and compassion. And we can begin by using Tonglen to cultivate loving kindness and compassion toward ourselves. no matter how much mental afflictions, such as anger and jealousy and craving and fear and anxiety, we have in our mind, underneath all these mental afflictions is the natural purity of our mind, our Buddha nature. Imagine this inner purity of your mind in the form of a small, white, radiant sphere of light in the center of your chest, at the level of your heart. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I were free of suffering and its causes. May I be free of all suffering and its causes. May I be free of all mental afflictions. And then imagine your mental afflictions and suffering in the form of black smoke filling your body. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing your mental afflictions and suffering at your heart, dissolving it into your inner wisdom. And then imagine the black cloud is now completely extinguished. And now you're free of all suffering and its causes, free of all mental afflictions. And take joy in this. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I had happiness and its causes. May I be truly well and happy. Then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from the sphere of light at your heart, filling and saturating your entire body and mind, and transforming into everything you need to be happy. So with each out-breath, Breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending to yourself whatever you need to be happy. And then imagine you've now found the genuine happiness that you seek, and take delight in this. Next, bring to mind someone close to you, a loved one, who's currently experiencing some sort of physical or mental problem or suffering. And picture them very clearly in front of you. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they are free of that problem, free of that suffering. May you be free of all suffering and its causes. And then imagine their problem or suffering in the form of black smoke filling their body. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke out of their body and bringing it into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their suffering at your heart. imagine the black cloud is now completely extinguished. And now they're completely free of that problem or suffering. And take delight in this. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they had happiness and its causes. May you be truly well and happy. Then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from your heart, filling their entire body and mind, and transforming into everything they need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending to them whatever they need to be happy. And then imagine that they've now found the true happiness that is their heart's desire. And take delight in this. Stretch your legs, you can do that quietly. keeping the back straight and the body completely relaxed, completely at ease. Setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation, bringing it into the present moment through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Now allow your field of loving kindness and compassion expand out to the person next to you. They are just like yourself in wanting to be happy and wanting to be free of suffering. So arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they are free of suffering and its causes. May you be free of all suffering and its causes. And may you be truly well and happy. Then imagine their suffering and mental afflictions in the form of black smoke filling their body. And with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke out of their body, bringing it into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their mental afflictions and suffering at your heart. Imagine the black cloud is now completely extinguished, and now they're completely free of all suffering and its causes and all mental afflictions, and take joy in this. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they had happiness in its causes. May you be truly well and happy. Then with each out-breath, imagine measurable rays of light radiating out from your heart, filling their body and mind, transforming into everything they need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving-kindness, sending to them whatever they need to be happy. And imagine that they've now found the genuine happiness that they seek, and take joy in this. And then allow your field of loving kindness and compassion to expand out further. And allow your mind to move around. And whoever comes to mind, whether it's a friend, a stranger, or even someone you find a little bit difficult, bring them to mind. Attend to them. And breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their suffering at your heart. And breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending them whatever they need to be happy. And then allow your mind to continue to move around. And whoever comes to mind, whether it's an individual or even a group of people, attend to them, breathing in with compassion, breathing out the light of loving kindness. No matter how much darkness is drawn in, it is all extinguished without a trace. And no matter how much light is sent out, it is sent out from an inexhaustible source that is in no way depleted. So allow your mind to continue to move around, breathing in with compassion, breathing out the light of loving kindness. then release all appearances and simply allow the mind to come to rest. Simply resting in awareness itself. Simply being aware of being aware. Resting in that open, spacious awareness.